Okay, thank you very much for giving me the floor, and thank you very much to all panelists for their really interesting speeches. And I have to say, just listening to your speeches, I feel both. I feel at the same time hopeful because I see people willing to contribute to peace. And me, as somebody who has visited the area several times and seen the impact of the occupation on the Palestinian people, the suffering, the discrimination, the despair resulting from the situation, I am encouraged to hear your speeches, particularly Ms. Gelen. So very thank you very much for your speech. Also, my question to you would be, how would you like to convince your own government? Because it seems at the moment the right-wing government is not willing to end settlement activities. To the contrary, they're accelerating it. There are, I mean, really sometimes comments that are, well, very extremist comments, huh? People calling for annexation of Area C. So really, how would you like to convince your own government to go in this direction? And my second question would be to Mr. Nathan Stuck. So I really liked also your the way you insisted on the Palestinian Unity Government. However, we have seen in the past that all efforts by Palestinians to create a unified government have been targeted also by Israel. So how do you want to I mean, we have two trends. One side working for unity and the other side targeting it, because naturally it's weakening, the Palestinian side, if there is no unity. So how would you like to overcome this part? And the next thing also, how would you would like to pressure the US government? This has been, of course, addressed by several speakers, but it's a huge issue if you see the situation, the political situation. If we hear the speeches also in the Human Rights Council, I don't see the willingness to really push Israel and to insist on ending its settlement activities. I don't see the political will. So how would you like to increase the pressure, or how would you like to bring the US to accept this step? And finally, my question to all panelists, I mean, it's really interesting to hear your speeches, but at the same time, you need to convince also the Palestinians that this won't fail again. Because we've seen over the past that when there were peace negotiations, the Israeli government, during the time of peace negotiation, has accelerated the settlement constructions or house demolitions. So, I mean, you need the time is running off, for a two-state solution, if it's still there. But how do you want to I mean, how do you want to convince the Palestinians that this time there will be a real outcome without increased settlement activities in the meantime?